Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paula Knudsen Burke of the Pennsylvania Local Legal Initiative attorney for the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, and also investigative reporter Sam Janish. Good morning. Thank you for joining the Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline and KDK this morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
And now, this is a very serious subject, and we're going to start with Paula on this. You may have heard that Pennsylvania legislator spent $10 million in the last 2 years on private lawyers, and we need to ask why. Paula, what have you found out? What's the deal here?
Well, Kevin, the Pennsylvania Right to Know law allows citizens to delve into how the government is spending our money, but it's not been easy over these past 10 years since the law was passed. And this group of reporters, Sam, who's on the line today, is one of them, digging into expenditures of the legislature. That's one of the hardest categories of information to flesh out. And over several years of reporting, they found that one of the biggest categories of information was spending on legal bills, lawyers. So it's been a really big effort on the part of the journalists, and definitely not easy to suss out.
Okay, and you are with the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press. I believe I know what that organization is for, but enlighten some of our listeners.
Sure. We provide legal services to journalists all over the country, including here in Pennsylvania. So when reporters like Sam run into problems with getting information, particularly that your taxpayer dollars are paying for, we'll come in and help them get that information by using Freedom of Information requests and here in Pennsylvania, Right to Know Law requests.
And Paula, how often are expenditures hidden from the public or routinely blacked out? How much of a problem is this?
Unfortunately, this is really common. And, in Pennsylvania, our law was changed more than 10 years ago to say that the presumption of access is in favor of the citizen, us. However, the government still, in many instances, redacts or blacks out information, particularly in this area of legal bills. And as Sam can tell you, I mean, this added up to a lot of money that the legislature was spending to hire lawyers for all kinds of things. And we should know what that money's for, and we're paying for it.
Yeah, you're talking $10 million over 2 years, and we'll get to Sam in 1 minute. But first, one final question. What are some of the other issues that reporters bring to you that they're having problems with getting information from governments?
Well, one of the biggest ones outside of the Freedom of Information records area is access to courts. We have a case we were involved in Butler County just a few weeks ago with access to a trial out there. Courts are open under the Pennsylvania and U.S. Constitution, and we see a troubling trend of closures of court proceedings, court records. And so that's one of the biggest things we see beyond Freedom of Information and Right to Know law requests is just making sure that these basic tenets of government are followed.
Yeah, that is very ugly, Paula, because a lot of us took high school field trips to the courtroom. They would go to the courthouse and actually sit and watch a proceeding as when in high school, just to sort of see how the law works. So your job is extremely important, and reporters like Sam Janish, an investigative reporter for Caucus PA, probably needs people like you in his corner. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
How important is a relationship with somebody like Paula, who represents the Reporters Committee for the Freedom of the Press?
Oh yeah, I mean it's absolutely essential. Just to give you an idea for this project, especially. And we've been requesting expense records from the legislature for a few years now, but this one required a kind of a unique request and a broad one for all legal expenses and engagement letters, which are essentially contracts that the legislature has with these outside law firms. And, you know, what we ended up getting was 4,000 pages of heavily redacted records. And, you know, it takes months of negotiations with legislative leaders and their lawyers who are paid, you know, up to $200,000 a year to go through this appeals process with the Right to Know law. And then, you know, maybe eventually go to court. We didn't get to that point for this case, but, you know, we took it as far as we could without going to court. And Paula and some other lawyers were, you know, essential in getting us as many unredacted records as possible.
Now, you
painted a, you know,
Sam, you are essentially a frontline worker for information. Without you doing your job in Harrisburg for Spotlight PA, this article in Spotlight PA was eye-opening and incredible. You are the person who mines for the information, gives it to radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and such, and they report on it. But your job is becoming increasingly difficult in Harrisburg, is it not?
It is. You know, we're breaking down some barriers every year, I think, with this. We've been reporting on expenses for the last few years and making these very large records requests. And, you know, the one that was right up before this, that was even a broader request for expenses. It was tens of thousands of pages of records that we had to mine through and created our own database that we were able to sort through for people, you know, for us and for the public to be able to see every little tiny expense that, you know, your tax dollars are going to. But, you know, as we go through that process, we get more and more information each year, and we're trying to make progress.
Okay, and this isn't cheap. $750 an hour the Pennsylvania taxpayers are paying to lawyers, and about $10 million over the last 2 years routinely shielded as to what the expenses were. How did you find out Pennsylvania legislators spending that those millions of dollars?
Yeah, it's no secret, actually, that the legislature spends a lot of money on outside lawyers. You can think of some big cases that they may have gotten into in the last few years, including, you know, election law cases and rolling out the mail-in voting laws last year and trying to kind of finagle that to, you know, what they think is right. But, you know, what we found out was kind of the details of that, you know, how much that cost. That cost, you know, $1.2 million last year just for all those fights around the election. And, you know, what these records then revealed were all these other smaller cases that they had gone into from, you know, figuring out the constitutionality of laws that they had already passed, like I believe a fireworks law has been very controversial in the last few years. To even smaller things that the public would never know about, like the former House Speaker getting an outside law firm to help him write law review articles for, you know, about $50,000 an article.
Wait, we're paying for somebody else to write an article for somebody else? That's ridiculous. That's like, that's unbelievable. So one of our legislators is writing law articles, but paying somebody else to write them in his name, and we're paying for it. Are most of the expenditures, are they spent on the same cause or multiple things?
These are all sorts of causes. Yeah, it ranges from everything from, like I said, the election law cases to these small, you know, law review articles and, you know, even a case that the former House Speaker got involved in to prevent atheists from presenting the prayer on the House floor during session weeks in Harrisburg. And this is a public case that went on for quite a while, but, you know, we saw the legal bills for that, and it added up over time.
Now, was any of this money used as a kickback for campaign contributions or anything like that? I mean, are we giving money, or are they paying a lawyer's fee after that lawyer makes a donation to any candidate?
Yeah, well, what I can tell you is, you know, part of the story was looking at the campaign contributions, and what we found was, you know, about $5.5 million in the last 10 years have gone from these very same law firms to the legislative leaders who hire them, in just 2 years for this work. So there is, you know, this kind of exchange going on. you know, we can't say that's necessarily pay to play, but this is this kind of relationship that some good government advocates have brought on pay to play rules for to prevent these kinds of relationships.
Yeah, it raises a question of anybody else would be saying, well, that might be unethical. You may not want to do that with your business, but they can do it in Harrisburg. Hey, I really appreciate your time. Sam and Paula, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time. And please keep us posted on what you find, Sam, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Okay, Sam Janish, investigative reporter for Spotlight Pennsylvania, and Paula Knudsen-Burke from the Reporters Committee for Freedom of Press. Thank you very much.